Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. Unbelievable programming on BBS, so many great shows to choose from, so many interesting topics, and I thank you ever so much for tuning into my show this evening. I'm really happy that you're here. And this is your host, Allison. And we have a fabulous show planned this evening as my special guest is the ever-so-charming psychic medium, Allie Cheslick. But before we get to my guest, I've just got a few things to mention. If you want to know who my upcoming guests are and also would like to have your personal monthly numerology forecast delivered straight to your email inbox, be sure to visit my website at www.visiblebynumbers.com and sign up for the free newsletter. Also letting all of you know that you can stay connected to the show and what's happening by following me on Facebook and Twitter. I also post a lot of things having to do with numerology. You might find them interesting. And you can hook up to me at Facebook and Twitter by clicking on the Visible by Numbers tab on the front page of BBS Radio, and you'll find all the information that you need right there. Now, my guest, Allie, can be heard weekly on her internet radio show, Wings of Love, on Blog Talk Radio. She has a delightful personality, and I got to say, it really shows because she's a great host, and she also makes a really great guest. She's been on our show once before, and everybody just loved her. Her website is AllieCheslick.com. I'm going to spell that for you, AllieCheslick.com. In the event you might like to go visit it while you're listening to the show and read all about her, Allie is a clairvoyant psychic medium. She also works with angels, which does not surprise me in the least because I gotta say she's got quite a little angelic quality about her. And I just like to share one of the testimonials from her website with you. And this is a quote. To say that I am blessed to have Allie as a personal medium is an understatement. I have come across many mediums, psychics, and astrologers in my lifetime. Allie Cheslick is one of those people with a special gift that puts her in a league way above the rest. There have been times when I can only say that my jaw dropped and I was totally amazed at the accuracy and validations she's been able to give to me. She is not 100%, but 200% the real deal. And I gotta say, without question, I really find Allie to be sincere. I can tell that she cares about her clients. She's very compassionate and her heart shines through, along with her wonderful psychic and mediumship abilities. And I gotta say, it's really my pleasure to welcome my friend, Allie Cheslick, to the show. Hey, Allie girl, how you doing?
Oh my God, what an introduction. I still like calling myself the Betty Crocker of psychics and mediums right now. I'm doing good, you know, just, oh my God, we're all so counting down the minutes now to Mercury goes direct.
This
retrograde's been nasty to everybody.
It's been brutal. Personally, myself, I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, I can't even begin to tell you where this September has just been. You know, it's been a nonstop headache. So, and a lot of people emailing me and telling me what's going on in their lives. So how many more days do we got, Allie? Tomorrow, does it go direct?
I think it's the 29th it goes direct, but as the MO goes with retrogrades, you usually give it a week before things, like, so if it was to start, and I forget when it started now, I think it was the 3rd or something like that. So it's usually like the week before the actual retrograde kicks in. And then the week after, you know, some people say the day of, some people say the week after. Mm-hmm. So on the safe side, you know, it's kind of like whatever residual energy is left over sort of making its way out. So I would say that it's safe to say towards the weekend things should mellow out for most people.
Okay, towards the weekend, people, then your emails won't get lost, your checks won't get lost. Let's see what else. Computer crashes. I mean, Sam's cell phone, for whatever reasons, he was having problems with that, too. It was really interesting, not to mention all the other crap. I got to call it crap. There's a lot of crap this month. But anyhow, let's talk not about my crap, but let's talk about you. Okay, so, Allie, sometimes I think it's really best. You know, some of the people may have actually heard you on the show before. They already love you. But some people might be listening for the first time. And I think it's really sometimes best, you know, to just let somebody tell the listening audience who they are, how they got to be a psychic medium, and really what the purpose is for their work and all of that. So I want to give you a little bit of a, you know, step up on the soapbox here, Allie, and, you know, take a few minutes. And how'd you get started? Why do you do this kind of work? And how does this kind of, how meaningful is it to you to be a psychic medium? Go for it.
Why do I do this work? Oh, the perks are great. I get to talk to dead people and awesome. let's see. Okay. We'll make it the short version, kind of, sort of. For me, the memory kind of goes back to the age of 5 years old when I first saw my first, my spirit guide, and I call her my Pooka. And I can all give you a visual, really. She's so beautiful. She's Native American, a Native American Indian, and beautiful, long, black, flowing hair, the biggest brown eyes, most beautiful eyes I had ever seen as a child. Her energy, I felt such a level of comfort and serenity, really, when I first saw her. And I never knew her name. You see, everybody kind of gets hung up on what's my spirit guide's names, and that's something that I don't want people to get hung up on, because in the grander scheme of things, it's not really that important that you know who their names are. It's more important that you just acknowledge that they're with you. And if you allow yourself to quiet yourself down enough, through meditation or, usually it's through meditation, if you ask them to give them your name, sometimes they will, and if you're quiet enough within your own self, you can hear it. But if not, it's okay, and don't panic, because people panic. What's my spirit guide's name? It really, like I said, it doesn't matter. But for me, I couldn't hear her name as a child, and I wasn't sure what she said, and it really had a different sound to me, so I just called her my Pooka. So that's when it first started for me, and I kind of, I used to tell my mom, and my mom is Jewish and Italian. She's more the Jew, though. And my dad, he should rest in peace, my dad was Lebanese, Christian, so I had the proverbial Jew-Arab relationship running in my house. It was
an interesting
time. Very much so.
Okay.
You know, and religion was never an issue with my parents. It was always about, both of them believed that they believed in God and they believed in their love for each other, and nothing else really mattered. And I think, if we follow the storyboard of where we pick our parents when we come in here for these experiences, I can probably make my best bet as to why I picked my parents, and probably for the reason that they were both of two different faiths, but the simple fact is they never let their religion keep them apart when it came to loving each other unconditionally. So, I used to know things, and in my house, my mother and my grandmother used to just call me, and for those of you that understand sort of Jewish terminology, they used to call me a Yenta, because I just knew stuff, and I would tell them, and they would think that I either was coincidental or I was a lucky guest, you know, stuff like that. And then kind of, you know, it became like second nature for me. I would see spirit, you know, I would hear them, all kinds of stuff growing up. And then in my teens, I kind of was like the Dear Abby of all my friends. And even people I didn't know in high school, they would come up and like, oh, can I talk to you about something? And I'd be like, oh, my God, why are you talking to me? You don't even know me. But my friends said you were really smart. And I was like, well, thank you. and it kind of went that way. And I always knew things about people, and I kind of weirded them out a little bit. And I honestly think that's probably part of the experience for me as a teen. And then when I was 20 years old, I was living in Pennsylvania, in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I had just given birth to my son, and I met this woman at a mailbox who, was there on business. Her husband was working there on business. They were originally from Canada, And she was a psychic medium. And back then, you know, this is 23 years ago, I didn't really know what a psychic medium was. I didn't even know what a psychic was. I just knew what I could do, but I never put a name to it. And so, you know, she and I started talking. We had this conversation. She came to my apartment the next day. We had some coffee. And, you know, she's telling me what my aura looked like and, you know, and all these different things. And that one day I would be doing what she was doing. And I laughed at her and I was like, I don't think so. I'm a bookkeeper by trade. You know, I waitressed for so many years. You know, sure enough, you know, years later I picked up a deck of tarot cards that a friend of mine said, you should try using tarot cards. And I started off with that, and I went to angel oracle cards, which is pretty much what I use, but I don't use them in my readings. I pretty much use them for myself. Every once in a while, I'll pick them up for a client or a friend. But I did the whole, you know, quote, psychic circuit, you know, the psychic fairs on Long Island, because I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and kind of just made my way around. And then I did the proverbial in and out of the closet, like many of us do. And I sort of went back in the closet for a little while. But when you're meant to do this work, you know, spirit kind of like doesn't really give you much of a choice and kind of pulls you back out of that closet and says, here, this is what you're going to do. And this, you know, for me, I love doing this work and I love helping people. I've always helped people ever since I can remember. I always gave of myself. You know, there's stories about back to when I was 6 and 7 years old, my dad would tell stories about how I'd give people my money. I would give them my food or my gumballs or, you know, whatever it was that I had. I was always a sharing person.
You are you're very generous, Allie. I have to say that about you. That's something that's very obvious.
And thank you. And I, you know, I've always been that way. I love people. I really do love people. I love everybody for who they are because over and above everybody's little idiosyncrasies, the simple fact is that we're all human beings and we all bleed. Now, are we all perfect? Oh, absolutely not. Do I like everybody? Absolutely not. You know, there are people that are murderers. Do I like them? No. You know, I do love them, they're human beings, but, you know, there's a difference, and I'm sure most people understand that there's a difference, you know. My mom said something to me as a kid one day, and I thought, wow, what a crappy thing to say to your kid. But then when I became a parent myself and I started to have more of the adult relationships, it made a lot of sense. And what my mom said was, I always love you, but I don't always like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it when I was a kid, I thought, well, that's a pretty, you know, not a nice thing to say to your child. But as you grow older, and for those of you that are parents and have your own children, you know, and even have, you know, close friends, you always love them, but sometimes you don't always like them. And it made a lot of sense.
Right.
But I mean, I started doing this work because, well, first of all, I got to be honest with you. The fact that I could connect to spirit, the fact that I could talk to my spirit guides, the fact that I, like, knew stuff about people, I thought it was, like, the coolest stuff in the world. I thought, oh, my God, that is so cool. And I got a charge out of it. You know, I was like, wow. And I've always been very
safe. Today. I think you get a charge out of it. I mean, really, come on.
I do. And then that's why I stay with it, and that's why I do this, because for me, once it stops making you excited and once it stops becoming, you know, it's like a child. The way that I can liken it to you where everybody can understand what it's like for me. Now, I'm not speaking for anybody else. This is just a personal feeling. It would be the same thing as when you take a child to Disneyland and the first time they walk through the gates of Disney and they're like, oh, my God, you know. That's what it's like for me. And when I'm able to get messages or when I'm able to help people move forward or, you know, just whatever it is I can do to help somebody else, for me, that's what makes it all worth it for me. That's what gives me my, what I call my proverbial spiritual chubby. You know, that's what gets me excited because there's one thing that everybody always seems to forget, you know, and it's the word hope. And when we do this, we remind people that there's always hope. There's always a way to change things that are on a negative perspective.
Sure.
And the fact that, you know, we're not here just to eat, breathe, die, and pay the taxes. You know, when you help, when you actually help people sort of define their life's purpose or find some more meaning to their life, you know, there are people that go through, like, what am I doing here? What am I supposed to do? And really what it is you want to do what you're passionate about. I'm passionate about helping people. I'm a, you know, I'm a loving person. Yeah, I get hurt. According to my family, I'm a little too sensitive. But I think that's what makes me, you know, good at what I do. And, you know, and for me, I don't know. I'm just a big mush pot in a 5'9" body.
Well, I think that one thing that made the most sense to me is I was reading, and I think it was in Greg Braden's book, and he was talking about meeting with a very highly revered Buddhist monk who more or less said spirit comes through the heart. And I think when a person has a very loving and compassionate and nurturing heart, spirit comes through that energy. And I really think that that's where your best readers are, is when they're using that heart energy to read. And I would love to let you continue on, but I know that I heard a beep. And caller, I do hear you. I know that you're there, and I'm going to come to you in just a second.
Now, well, I was just saying, you're my personal numerologist, and you gave me, and I have to say it again, the most phenomenal reading ever. So if you need, if you ever want a reading by a numerologist, I am telling you, Allison is your go-to girl. Because I've been around numerologists and other astrologers, and all, everybody has their different modalities, but you really exceed in what you do. And I think that's part of the reason, too, that you and I get along so well, and I absolutely love and adore you. You know, and not just because I can put my arms around you and you snuggle right in there, you know, but but no, but I mean, and who would know better than my life's path but my numerologist? So
right, exactly.
You
know. I know you like the inside of a book, but anyhow, Allie, listen, we're
huh?
already starting. See, you already piqued their interest, and they're already trying to call in, Allie.
So
what I want to clarify here to the caller who's on the line and anyone else that's listening. Is that yes, indeed, we're going to be taking calls, and yes, indeed, Allie is going to be doing readings this evening. And first and foremost, I know we already have a call on the line, but I would like to give out the call-in numbers to the other people that are listening, and those numbers are toll-free worldwide, 888-815-9756. Also, you can call in at 530-327-7602. 530-776-5185, 530-413-4511, and 530-876-3222. Now, if you're calling in and you would like for Allie to do a reading for you, mediumship is the sort of thing that sometimes takes some time and takes some energy, and it's a little bit more difficult to do on the radio. So if you have a connection to a loved one and that's the primary purpose of your call, it's not that if Allie gets something, she'll tell you what she gets. But what we really would prefer is if you have a life question, perhaps about a relationship, perhaps about a job, perhaps about some specific thing in your life. You know, think about a question, phrase that question, ask Allie a question, and let her jump off from that point and work with your question. And Allie, you know, try to, you know, I know you love to give more. You're a very generous reader. I'm going to ask you to try to keep it down in around about 5 minutes per caller so we can get as many people in as we possibly can, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So with all that being said, I'm going to ask, who's on the line?
Hi, this is Linda in Florida.
Hi, Linda
in
Florida.
And I'm talking to two of the best, Allie and Allison, the two Allies.
Well, yep, a couple of Allies here.
My name actually is Allison, and it's spelled exactly the same way as Allison. So,
Allison's with one L, so that's rare. Usually people have two L's, because I know Allison spells it with one L, A-L-I-S-O-N.
Yeah, but
that's how I spell my name, too.
All right.
Wow, that is unique. I'm going to be very specific. Job. Do you see me getting a job and my money? How's it going to be? Is it going to be okay in the future? Because it sucks right now.
Tell it like it is. It sucks right now. Allie, how's their money coming?
Okay, can I, okay. Did you just empty out, okay, this is the way it's coming to me. that you just sort of emptied out either a savings or some kind of 401 or something? Did you just sort of take money out? I feel like I'm taking money out, but in, like, scoops when it comes to your money.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's going to shift
again. Don't
tell me
I'm not going to have any come back. Pardon me?
Oh, no. No, you're going to have it come back, but, okay. I got two things in here with you. One, I feel like there's either some kind of secretarial or administrative position that you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is this what you do?
And I'm not working right now, Allie, and I've been out of work for a long time. I was with the communications.
Oh, okay. You mean like,
with
were
Illinois
you doing
Bell.
The secretary?
I was,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was in the office in communications. I was in Florida and I was in Illinois with Illinois Bell and then Ameritech and Bell South.
Okay, were you doing what I would consider administrative duties, sort of that type of work?
Okay.
Did she not hear me?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, Ellie. Yes, you could say that. I was inside. I wasn't an operator, but I was inside, yes.
Okay, all right. Here's the thing. Okay, you've got a couple of things going on. One of them, I feel like, did you just look into going back to school, actually?
Yes, but I can't do that right now. I've got to generate some income again.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that you can, and because I see you in school this time next year. Okay, and why do I feel like I'm being pulled either into healthcare with you or something along the lines of... No, I'm going to say some health care. So what were you looking at?
Well, right now I'm willing to take anything, even if it's at the convenience store. I don't care. Just to get a job going, and then I was going to do the schooling later on, but I have to be practical. And when you said about me taking out of my savings, do you see that ever replenishing again, or is that going to always be at ground
but
zero?
No. It's going to replenish, but you're not really going to see it replenish to the point that you actually had it and maybe more some until probably a year from now. It's going to take a little while to kind of build up because you took out quite a lot to get from point A to point B. There's definitely a job in here for you, and I almost feel like I'm going to I try to get as specific as I can, but for you, I kind of feel like you've got to really step up to the plate a little bit. Because I feel like between now and, I'm going to say, Halloween, there's two or three different jobs that you can do. Granted, I kind of feel like it's either between minimum wage or like $10 an hour, but it's something that you can do to get you over what I call your hump, because this is your hump. You've been out of work for 6 months?
Yes, longer. A couple of years. I've been out of work a long time, Allie.
Okay, then let me ask you, what happened 6 months ago? Because they're pulling me back 6 months here with you. Were you working? Were you supposed to work?
My health got really worse. You know, I mean, just everything, finances, bad health, you name it, everything. It's like the roof caved in on me.
Okay. I don't, honestly, I think you're going to be okay, to be honest with you. I kind of feel like you're sort of leveling out. And again, I'm going to say, you know, grab the Sunday paper, you know, grab the penny saver, whatever it is. There's definitely work in here for you, and I will tell you this, too. I'm not sure. I don't really feel that you're in a very, what I would call, rural area. I feel like you're more suburbia where you're located. But I feel like whatever you're going to do work-wise is within a three-mile radius to your home. There's an area where I almost want to call it you would think it's like an apartment complex, but it's a complex full of buildings, like professional buildings. In that radius, and there's also some other stores and different things. You could go work retail. There's definitely some work in here for you. And again, I'm going to say between minimum and 10, and that'll be okay for now until you keep moving and going forward. And even if you want to work two part-time jobs, there's that feasibility also as well. I don't think it's as bleak as you're looking at it. I think you need to just change your perspective a little bit and really put to the pavement, because you have a lot of experience. And here's the thing, is don't let people tell you that you're over-experienced, because it doesn't matter at this point. everybody's looking for work. But for you specifically, I'm going to say look within a 3-mile radius from where you currently live, because I feel like it's, you know, like a 15-minute ride and you're there. That's the way it feels to me.
And I'll be okay, because you know what, I don't care about the title. I just want to keep my head above water and then just take day by day. So you see me making it eventually, then I'm going to keep my head above water is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, you're going to keep your head above water. You know, let's put it this way. You know, you'll get through the holiday, you'll get through Thanksgiving, you'll get through Christmas. It's not going to be, you know, like it's always been, but you'll get through it. And into next year, it'll start to get better. You really won't see the way that you want to save that money again starting until like next May, June for you. But this time next year, October, November next year, you'll start to see where you're building up your savings again. It's going to require you to really sort of be strict on one level with yourself. Do you know what I'm saying? Because when you have money, you know, the expression I get in here, and I feel like my dad's giving it to me to give to you, which is interesting. But when you do have money, Linda, darling, it burns a hole in your pocket.
Well, you know what, though? It's so true. And what I'm finding now, Ellie, is when I'm down and out, nobody's here. And when I had money, they didn't even have to ask me. And I'm not acting like a hero, but if they needed money, I was there. I find it really surprising. My friends
can
and
I,
my,
can
and
I ask
my
you,
sister.
Can I just ask you, I keep hearing the name Mark connected in here to you. Who is that?
Oh, I have a neighbor, Mark.
Okay, what's the story with him and you?
Nothing. I just asked him the other day because I had a predator by my house, and he said that he's a football coach, and he said he did see him at the football. Or he's a coach, and he said I saw that guy at the football game, and then I said, okay. Mark, please, if you see him by my house, call 911.
Okay. All right. They're just bringing him in here for me with you because I guess you had this interaction with him, but. You know, he is a very good guy. He's a good man. He's got a great heart. If there's anything that you ever need over and above that, you know, you could probably ask him for some help. You know, he seems to be very willing to help you out. It's interesting. I almost feel like you guys have some sort of kindred spirit connection.
Really?
Because that's the way that
maybe he's
feel.
Hot for my form. He's not hot for my form, Ellie? Hot for
what?
My form? I'm just making it funny. I thought he'd be hot for me, you know, hot for my form, you know, likes me.
Okay, guys.
Oh.
Okay. All right, guys.
No, again, I'm just going to tell you, Linda, just put your eyes in the newspaper and whatever local, like, penny saver you have, because I'm telling you, in a 3-mile radius, you know, I guarantee you're going to find something.
Okay, super. All right, Linda.
Ellie. Thank you, Allison. Bye-bye, guys.
Company.
Thank
Hang
you.
In there, dear.
God bless.
All right, bye. I just want to say that a lot of people, and kind of what I was getting, just kind of sitting in the background, is a lot of people are feeling like a major shift out of their old life into something different. This is a huge year for major transformations that take things away from you in order to put you to where you need to be. And I think the easiest way is to kind of go with the flow and try to, you know, count your blessings in your life instead of what's wrong in it, especially during difficult times, especially when you're worried about money and stuff. It's kind of like a lot of that going around, and just hang in there because things are.
Well, it's, you know, the energy of this year and the energy of worrying. If you keep feeding into that, then that's all that you're going to get.
Exactly.
And it's
more worry.
And it's difficult sometimes not to change that train of thought. But when you really kind of put your mind to it, and you really have a clear mindset that, no, things are going to get better for me. I'm going to find this job. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You will eventually do it. And it'll come in a way that is even more gratifying because you know that you changed your mindset in order to do that.
Exactly, and that's what I was saying. It's like perspective is everything. Count your blessings.
Absolutely.
And think positive. And then when the worry is some thoughts, you know, worry doesn't get you anything except for wrinkles and gray hair. It doesn't change what is. It only just gives you aggravation and stress. So, you know, try to replace those worrisome thoughts with a positive thought, even if it is, gee, my hair looks pretty today. It doesn't matter. Replace it with something. Okay, we have another caller on the line, so I'm going to take our next caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Donna from New Jersey. How are you, Allison and Ellie?
Well, I'm good, Donna. Thanks for calling in. And do you have a question for Ellie?
I have a few questions, and you can address what you can and skip what you can't. my mom's house, do you see it selling soon? Also,
no.
I have three adult children. Do you see
wait, wait,
them?
Let's go to mom's house.
Oh, you want to do
answer,
one by one?
Yeah,
okay.
the answer to that is no, I don't see it selling soon, and I'm sorry. But I think that somebody's trying to undercut the amount of money that the house is actually worth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is part of the reason it won't sell right away. Honestly, I think if you hold out until next year on selling it, you'll do much, much better and get what it's worth.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
My health, do you see that good?
Yeah. Next year, yes. If you try to push it now, which you can do, honestly, you're not going to get anything. You're not going to get anywhere near what it's worth.
Okay. I have three adult children. Do you
two boys
see them
and a girl?
Staying in relationship that they're in now?
Is it two boys and a girl?
Two girls and one boy.
And a boy. Okay, go ahead.
Staying with the significant others they're with, or will they be meeting others? And when marriage, children, anything like that coming soon?
Is there one in particular that you're worried about?
Yes.
Yeah, is it the middle child?
Yes.
Okay. This would be the girl?
Mm-hmm.
Is your son the oldest?
Yes, he is.
Okay. He's fine, honestly. He's very, can I just say that the energy I get off of that is that he's very meticulous about everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even down to boxer shorts. So,
right.
but he's a good guy. He's just,
I don't worry about him.
He's a little, but it's all right. He'll get past that. The middle daughter, here's the thing. I think she's not really sure, in my opinion, the way that it comes to me, is that she's not sure what she wants, and so she's accepting everything as it is on the it's just for now sort of basis.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I honestly think the relationship she's in is a for now relationship. I don't think that's going to be her future relationship.
Good.
That's the way it feels to me.
Good. How about the youngest one?
The youngest one is like your little fairy, your little butterfly. She's kind of, if I had to coin a phrase here, she's definitely got like Mother Nature type of an energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, you know, she enjoys kind of being outdoors and just she's a very free spirit, I'll put it that
yes.
way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, with her, the thing is when she loves hard, and when she breaks up hard.
Yeah.
You know, she's in a relationship that can go either way. It depends on her and the way she handles certain situations that come up between her and her significant other.
Okay.
Okay.
And
okay.
One last question. My health. I had breast cancer a few years back, and do you see my health continuing to be good, or do we see a decline?
Are we on the left boob here?
Yes.
Okay. I see it being, for me, the way I feel right now is that you're in retaliation mode, sort of like you're on the bounce back. I just want to remind you, you're taking a pill every day, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Remember to take that pill every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are days where I think you forget, honestly.
No, I'm pretty good.
Okay, what pill don't you take every day that you're supposed to? You take more than one medication. I keep getting in here. I
yes.
feel like a little cornucopia of pills for you.
Yes, I'm about 20 pills a day.
Wow.
Okay. Vitamins and medicine.
All right, please do that for yourself. Take the vitamins.
Okay.
Take some supplements for yourself. I kind of feel that right now you feel clean to me in that perspective. But let's face it too, you know, on a common sense thing, we're going to keep up with our breast exams and the doctor.
Right.
But I think that your chances are good of you continuing to heal. I also would like to see you do some more meditation for yourself, and you really need to let go of some of these. You've got some attachments, meaning some relationships that have caused you some grief. More specifically, I feel like there's two males connected to you that I won't say that you worry about, but you kind of butt heads with. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. You kind of need to let that go, because
mm-hmm.
It's really not really about you. It's about them. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need to let that go. You have to just allow yourself to be who you are, because you store up all this energy in your body. You worry about everybody else, but, you know, at this moment in this time for you, and we're talking about right now, this is about Donna. This is not about anybody else. And so I'd like to see you start taking more time for you, you know, whether you you do some meditation, maybe grab a yoga class, something mind, body, spirit that's going to enhance the way you feel and going to help you continue on your journey of healing.
Mm-hmm. Makes absolute positive, perfect sense.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're very
Donna,
welcome. God bless.
Donna, before you go.
Yes.
I just want to throw in my two cents here, just for 1 second. I don't know why, but, you know, I really just got a really strong sense to tell you this, that I don't know how you feel about raw beets or beets in general, but they are an excellent food to remove toxins from your body. So if you're taking a lot of pills and different things, if this just helps your body to work through any of the toxins having to do with additional medications and whatnot. But also, it's an excellent food for fighting cancer. It's an excellent food for your body. And I know
raw beets.
Yeah. If you just buy, natural or, they grow them a certain way, but if you just take the beets and you just, wash them, peel them, shred them, and then
Beets. Okay.
Beets.
I'm sorry.
Beets.
I thought you said raw beets.
Yeah.
But
beets. Red beets, yeah.
Yes,
and
okay. I've heard that, and I don't use those, but I'll definitely try that.
Here's what I want you to do, is just shred them, and if you could tolerate just a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of maybe a little bit of vinegar in there with them, and then maybe eat 1 tablespoon, like, with each meal, kind of like, okay, this is another medicine I'm taking.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
And do that on a daily basis, because they actually say that beets can actually cure cancer, but also certainly fight cancer, and also it's very good for detoxing your body as well. So,
thank you so much for sharing that.
And the other thing I'm going to add to that is, in any organic health food store, there's a thing called apricot kernels, and if you look up apricot kernels on the internet, there's a whole thing about how it helps fight various different cancers, and we're not doctors and we're not trying to be. We're just trying to give you from a holistic perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I personally, and I'm sharing that with you because I personally had a cancer scare a couple years ago, and I did the regimen of apricot kernels, which is vitamin B17 or Littrell, and you can't get it in this country, but you can get the benefit of it through the apricot kernels. So that's another way that you can help yourself in your healing.
Okay,
I'll definitely will do both.
Okay. All right, honey.
Thanks so much.
And good luck. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Allie, do you have any idea how good you are?
Only because you say so.
I
know I'm good, but I'm only as good as God. I put it this way. I'm only as good as God allows me to be. And all gratitude, thanks, and love and honor.
I get the humility thing. I get it.
But,
okay, and I know
no,
that you're a humble
that's,
person.
That's,
no, I want to make a statement here, and I know I've got a caller, so I'll just be quiet for 2 seconds. I have done this show for I don't know how many years. I have had lots of psychic mediums on the show, lots. I have sat through and sat in on many readings on my show. Allie, you are an extraordinary psychic medium by observation. And, you know, I'm going to tell my listening audience, anyone that's listening here, I tend to be very hard on psychics and mediums. I do not, just because somebody says they're a psychic medium, I don't automatically go, oh, isn't that great. It's like you better bring it to a reading. You better have some validation. You better, what you say, you know, it better be something. I can be a little tough. And that part of it is because I've actually, through virtue of working and meeting and interacting with so many psychic mediums in my lifetime, you know, I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And really, honestly, just observing and listening in on this show, Allie, and sitting here in this seat that I'm in, you really are an extraordinary medium and psychic. I know that you're a very humble person, and I know that you come from a good place with this, and that you give all credit, all due credit to where it belongs. I understand that. I'm just bringing in the, you know, the old scientific observation. Dang, girl, you do some really good readings. Okay. Enough said about that.
Well, I have to just tell you quickly, when people question me, because people do, because there's this whole big thing about whether someone's a certified psychic or medium, which, you know, cough, choke, spit, okay, whatever. The thing for me is I have to say, I tell people, I say, you'll have to check with my numerologist because she can tell you exactly, you know, when it all started for me.
Yeah, well, you really do have it in your chart. Okay. With all that being said, I know that we heard another beep, so I know that we have another caller, so I'm going to ask, who's calling, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Can you speak up a little?
Oh, yes, this is Trudy from New Jersey.
Hi, Trudy from New Jersey.
I lost my husband.
Trudy, can I just say how adorable you are?
I'm sorry?
Can I just tell you how adorable you are?
Why is that?
Because Spirit gave it to me. Like, you're adorable. Like, I could just take you and hug you and love you and squeeze you.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, adorable Trudy, what is your question for Allie?
Well, I lost my husband several years ago, and I think I'm dealing with it well, but I just want to know where I'm going and what's kind of in store for me, health, and, you know, I'm okay financially. I don't have to worry about that. But I just feel like I'm treading water. What do you see for me?
Honestly, I think you're more than just treading water. I think you're actually doing exceptionally well, considering the circumstances. But I also have to say in here that I don't feel like you're getting out and being as social as you can. Does it make sense?
Well, I'm very close with my family. But yes, you're right. I guess except for a few good friends, I don't do much socially since he passed.
Okay, but here's the thing is, I just got to ask you this, and I don't know if this is your husband's name or not, but can you understand the name Norman?
Only a friend and not a close friend.
Okay, where is Norman set in the picture here?
Well, Norman used to be behind my son. Their backyards used to join, and they have since moved away, and he's had some bouts with cancer, but that's as far as I know. I think he's dealing with that.
Okay, I don't know why they gave that to me, but I just needed to share that with you. But here's the thing for me is, and this is the way it's being given to me, is Your husband, the way that I get the energy from your husband in spirit is that he was very jovial, very outgoing, very loving. He's kind of like, and I think this is why I thought you were so adorable, and I think this is where it's coming from. He was the grand old teddy bear. Does that make sense?
It certainly does.
Okay, and you were kind of like, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, like his love bunny, you know, or something like that. That's the way he's making me feel.
Yeah, 55 years.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the thing is he was always very full of life, even till the very end. Can I just say that he passed very quickly, like here today, gone tomorrow?
No, it was a long illness.
No.
The very passing was quick. But the journey to that day was quite lengthy and painful.
Okay, what I mean by here today, gone tomorrow, yes, it's like you were with him Thursday, and Friday morning he was gone, and it wasn't really expected from you. You thought maybe he had a little more time.
Yes, you're right. We were there with him, though, when he passed.
Well, was there four people in total here? I keep seeing four connected in here.
Four. I have four children.
Okay. Okay, because it keeps giving me the four.
What I need to ask you also is he's drawing me into the lower abdominal area. Was this where the problem was with him?
No.
Okay, what was going on in here? Because I almost feel like, I almost want to say he's crossed from cancer, but I feel there was something else going on here.
No, he was a diabetic for 56 years. And although the diabetes caused the heart attack, it was a result of the diabetes. He had a very, very severe case. He was brittle.
Okay. And I understand that because that's how my dad tends the same way. But here's the thing. He's also drawing me into, again, his abdominal area. Can I just ask you, was there an issue also here with his prostate? Because that's where I'm being pulled into.
No, about 10 years ago, he had a tumor on his prostate, but they removed it successfully.
Okay, thank you, because this is where he's pulling me into, so I just have to give it to you the way I get it. Mm-hmm. The thing is, for me with him, with you, is you've got to keep moving forward, which means you need to get out and socialize. He wants you to enjoy your life and enjoy the rest of it, and I have to tell you, you're not going anywhere anytime soon. On a health level, for me, I feel like you've got a couple of very minor issues, nothing major. I mean, nothing that, you know, let's face it, you don't have to be psychic to know that as we get older, we age.
Mm-hmm, right.
It comes with certain issues. You know, I'm being pulled in again in here. I'm going to say to your right knee specifically, so I don't know if it's arthritic in nature in here or there's a problem on that side. Does
it's
that make
my
sense
back.
To you with the right knee?
My back and my right hip.
Okay. Those are things that you can deal with, and they're not things that are going to, quote, cripple you or cause you to not be as active. But I would like to see you get more active, you know, whether you get together with other seniors, whether you kind of volunteer some of your time, because you have that very loving energy. People really enjoy being around you, and you sort of secluded yourself off. Now it's time to basically come out of the closet and start enjoying your life again. And it's okay, because he's always going to be there with you and always, you know, be there supportive of you. And don't be afraid to actually enjoy yourself. Stop feeling guilty about going on with your life. Do you understand me?
No, we had long conversations, and we knew that he would go first, and it was better that way because I could deal with it, but he couldn't.
Absolutely.
He had too many very severe diabetic reactions, and he wouldn't have made it by himself. But I just want to see where I'm going to be. Do I put my house up for sale? Do I move on? Do I go back where my children are? I would like to do that.
Okay. Are your children, you're in New Jersey, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are your children south of you?
No, I'm south. They're more more central. I do have a son that's at the shore here, not far from me.
Okay. Here's the thing, is anything that you choose to do at this point, whether you put the house up for sale, yes, you will sell it, and yes, you will move forward. You actually have quite a few options. There's nothing, here's the thing for me, there's nothing blocking you from doing whatever it is you choose to do. It's a matter of what you're okay with doing. See, part of you wants to do that, and you want to leave, and you want to shift. But then the other part of you doesn't want to let go because there's so many memories attached to the house.
No, I'm going to take my memories with me.
Okay, good girl.
I'm not drowning in self-pity. I did the best I could with him, and I loved him to the last, and he loved me. And I can't ask for more than that.
Can I ask you what the smell of the gardenia is for you?
Nothing. Many years ago, you know, everybody had gardenia plants, but that's in the past. No.
Okay, because I'm smelling and I'm looking at gardenias here, and it's connected into you. So, and also I have to acknowledge in here that there's the extension of white roses for me from Spirit for you means that there's a birthday or an anniversary that's coming up or just passed within the last couple of weeks.
Oh, I just turned 75 last week.
Okay, well, happy birthday. They're giving
Thank
that
you.
To you, and they're acknowledging for me with you that, you know, they're there and they're watching. You know, basically, anything that you choose to do, and this is the way I'm giving it to you, it's entirely up to you because you have so many different things that you're good at doing. You have so many things that you want to do. You know, you have no limit. There is no ceiling to what you can do. Your life is going to continue. You have many, many beautiful years ahead of you. And honestly, you know, God bless. I mean, you know, I wish that for everybody.
Do you see me selling the house
soon? Coming up. And,
I'm sorry.
What?
Go ahead. Do you see me selling the house soon?
Again, I have to say, I don't see any houses selling really for anybody right now until next year. And more into the spring of next year is when I feel that people will get a fair value for their home.
Well, I'm at the point now, I don't really care. I'm willing to negotiate. But I will also bide my time and wait.
Well, that's the thing, if you don't want to take, you really don't want to take a lot less than what the house is worth. And let's face it, you and I both know that all that money is going to get filtered out at some point to the children, grandchildren, et cetera. So, you know, so it's just a matter of whatever you choose to do. But I'm telling you that you have an open door. I also see you taking a trip sometime towards the end of this year.
Okay, guys, I gotta move it along,
Thank you so much,
Allie.
I really appreciate the insight.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, and good luck.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, dear. All right. She's adorable, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just want to take a minute here because we're really kind of winding down the show. We're kind of ending up with the last 3 minutes. So I'm going to just tell Seth and not to put any calls through because we really couldn't do justice in just the 3 minutes that we have left. I want to remind everybody to what Allie's website is, which is alliechieslik.com. That's alliechieslik.com. And you really want to go and visit Allie's website. And there you can find contact information and certainly how to go about arranging a reading if you'd like to have a personal reading with Allie. Now, besides mediumship, besides psychic things, you also do, health coaching and life coaching. I know that you're a wonderful spiritual teacher because I've listened in on a couple of your radio shows. And those of you that are listening as well, you know, on Allie's website, you can link to Wings of Love, which is her radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and listen to Allie. What night's your show, Allie?
Well, right now I'm on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and oh my God, you guys, October the 25th, I am going to have the master of numerology, Alison Bachman, on my show.
Yeah, she is a really great guest, I might add. But anyhow, you want to check out Wings of Love because Allie has some really wonderful guests as well on her show, not to mention the fact that she just has some really wonderful topics, and I think that, you know, besides everything else, Allie, I mean, there's a guru inside of you. There's a spiritual teacher there as well. And I see a lot of that evidenced in what I hear on your show. So, you know, and we're not jealous at BBS Radio. We know there's a lot of great shows out there. So we're always, happy to cheer on somebody else's show. And it's a very well received show on Blog Talk, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gaining in popularity, and people are downloading the show via the iTunes because it's free. And you know, y'all know the half Jew and me, we like the free stuff. And but I'm also expanding the show. Actually, in October, I will be taking the show a couple days a week to a new station, and we'll see how that goes. I got invited.
More
to
Allie.
Do, another show, yeah.
More Allie all the time. Well, Allie.
More Allie, yeah.
Allie, yeah. Well, you know, it's like I said, I'm just, you know, you're delightful. I think one of the things, too, that maybe we didn't touch upon, but I think if you like a little bit of a sense of humor, a little bit of charm and a little bit of wit, Allie is your reader because she really knows how to, you know, make a reading entertaining as well. So, Allie, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and I hope that you continue to be one of the regulars on my show because I love having you. So I hope you have a good night, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that, and I absolutely adore you, too. And I'm very honored, and I thank you to all the listeners for listening to the show tonight, and I welcome you to come and listen to my show. Because it's all about sharing with everybody. Allison's good at that. So thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody that called in, thank you so much for calling in. Everyone that was listening, thanks for joining us. Next week we've got Michelle White Dove, and she'll be on the show and probably doing some readings as well. So it's, hey, get all the insight, more the insight, the better. That's what I say. All right, everyone, so have a great night. And, of course, I wish you all abundant blessings. And good night, Allie.
Good night, love.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.